Welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, a podcast for Canadian small businesses. We interview Canadian experts and entrepreneurs to provide expert insight into marketing, innovation, business leadership, technology, and trends that impact small businesses.
Whether you're just getting started or already established, UPS is here to help you make the most of your time. Their services, tools, expertise, and team of UPS Small Business Ambassadors can help businesses of all sizes simplify processes, improve customer experience, and guide you on the path to growth. My name is Elaine Tancomo, founder of Easy Daisies, Daily Visual Schedules for Kids, and I want to invite you to visit UPS.com to learn more and save up to 52% or more on shipping. This is a paid advertisement.
Hi, this is Kripa Anand, and welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, where we explore the inspiring journeys and strategic insights of entrepreneurs who are driving impact and growth. Today, we are focusing on the power of purpose-driven business, strategic marketing for small enterprises, and the crucial conversation around mental health and entrepreneurship. Now, recent trends highlight the increasing importance of values-driven leadership, the need for practicing marketing strategies for businesses of all sizes, and the growing recognition of mental health challenges within the entrepreneurial community. This discussion will provide valuable insights into building a business with heart and resilience. Joining us today is Jennifer Usher, founder and chief marketing strategist at Swoop Marketing and Communications, a boutique full-service marketing consultancy specializing in building strategic campaigns for small to mid-sized businesses across diverse sectors. So let's welcome Jennifer. Jennifer, welcome to the podcast. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Kripa. Thank you so much for having me on the podcast today.
It's our pleasure. Now, Jennifer, building a business around, you know, values and empathy can create a lasting impact. We all know that you lead Swoop Marketing and Communications with a lot of emotions. How has this approach shaped your company's culture, and, you know, client relationships and overall impact? And is there any particular reason, a particular story, you know, that started this? I'll let you take the lead on that.
Yeah, so thank you, and thank you for such a thoughtful question. So losing my son Brandon to suicide on February 18th, 2024.
Yeah.
Thank you. Was probably the most devastating moment of my life, and in fact, I would say my entire family and our village of friends and community really was probably everybody's worst day. But in that grief, I found a calling, a real calling. And what I've done is I've turned pain into purpose. And so really that experience has reshaped not only just me, but how we lead Swoop today, my family, and really all of my relationships and partnerships moving forward. Empathy became more than a value. I would say it became the backbone of our culture. We lead every client relationship with humanity. We ask the deeper why, if you will, behind their business goals and co-create strategies that reflect both heart and vision. Our clients feel seen, understood, and supported, and that builds lasting trust, I would say. Internally, our team culture it's really grounded in compassion and flexibility. We prioritize well-being at the forefront of everything. And so what I'm finding is through this lens, we've become a lot more selective as to who we work with. We seek out businesses that align to our values. So those that are making an impact in their industries or communities. And really, you know, purpose isn't a layer that we kind of add. It's our starting point.
Firstly, Jennifer, you're an incredibly, strong person from within. And, you know, it's also incredibly powerful and moving way to integrate, you know, a personal experience with your professional mission. And it truly highlights the transformative potential of purpose-driven leadership. And I'm sure wherever Brandon is, he's truly proud of you and he's very happy. Now, Let's dive into how small businesses can, you know, scale effectively through smart marketing strategies. You know, many small to mid-sized businesses struggle to compete and differentiate themselves in crowded markets, often without big budgets, right? Because they're usually restricted on them. So what practical strategies, in your perspective, can they employ to, you know, launch, grow, and scale effectively through strategic marketing?
Great question. I'll start with this. So you don't need $1 million budget to build $1 million brand.
Right.
But you do need a strategy.
It's so well said. Yeah.
So the way at Swoop, the way that we like to look at it is I really break it down into three different areas. The first key area is you need to really clarify your core message. So before spending any budget on ads or SEO, you really need to get crystal clear on your value proposition.
Right.
So what do you solve for whom, and why you are like key questions to think about.
Right.
That clarity also should echo through your website, socials, and sales conversations.
Right.
And really, you know, even expand even through like just the thread of all of that into all aspects of the business. And oftentimes that sometimes gets lost. So that's right. That's the first key area. The second area is, you know, focus on consistency, not just creativity. So what do I mean by that? Show up where your audience is and consistently. Whether you're running, you know, campaigns through LinkedIn for B2B or Instagram or TikTok for D2C, and obviously those can be interwoven depending on what the strategy is, but you really want to look at developing content pillars and posting regularly. Mm-hmm. Small businesses that we find, they really win when they stay constant top of mind. And then the third area that we really like to hone in on that is underplayed a lot in organizations, and that is leverage what you already have. So most businesses underutilize their current client base. So if you think about referrals and testimonials, upselling, cross-selling, these are all often faster wins to acquisition, all while we also look and help to build always-on marketing systems that actually work in the background while they're focusing on operations and net new sales funnels. Really, at the end of the day, marketing shouldn't feel like a guessing game. It just should be momentum.
Yes, and that is when you know that it's actually working as well, right? Because I totally agree with you. It's all about staying in your client's subconscious mind. And if you're there, you've done your job.
Yeah.
And that's incredibly valuable advice, you know, for small business owners out there. It sounds like, you know, strategic results-driven approach, even with limited resources, can make a significant difference. So before we move any further, here's a special message for all of our listeners, especially for business owners and leaders. If you're passionate about building a business that not only thrives, but also makes a meaningful impact, remember, leading with purpose and employing smart marketing strategies can drive both growth and positive change. Now, let's get back to our conversation with Jennifer and explore the vital topic of mental health and entrepreneurship. Now, Jennifer, you're using your platform at Swoop to, you know, amplify awareness and compassion for mental health in honor of Brandon. So please educate our listeners and give them a reminder on why is it so crucial to break the silence on mental health in business and leadership today? And what message do you have to convey through your advocacy?
You know, entrepreneurship can be incredibly isolating. And there's pressure to be everything to everyone.
Right.
Visionary, you know, stability, unstoppable. But the truth is that we're human first, and that gets lost a lot of the time.
Yep.
After losing Brandon, I made a promise that I would no longer stay silent about mental health, especially in the world of business where it's still so stigmatized.
Right.
You know, there's so much to learn about mental health, and we're still continuing to learn about it. But the reality of the situation, even today, with all the greatness and all the great things that are actually happening out there, mental health is still that unknown space where companies and leaders are still struggling to learn how to navigate that with their employees, with their employees' families, and maybe even with themselves. And so if you think about, it's easy to treat a broken arm, it's easy to treat a cold, it's easy to treat, you know, something that's physically visible, right? And so when all that's taken away, you know, it makes things a little bit more difficult. And the thing is this, is that, you know, and to be fully transparent, you know, after Brandon died, I was diagnosed with severe depression at the highest level. I thought I was okay. But there were days where, you know, it was pretty hard to get out of bed. And then other days I was great. And so it's this fine tune of, if you think about a business leader and someone that's trying to run a business and they're crippled with this feeling of unknown and you sometimes almost feel abandonment through the process. Right. So if we can't talk about it, the way I look at it is, you know, leaders set the tone. And so if we can talk openly about our own struggles, we give others permission, if you will, to do the same. And that vulnerability to me is not weakness, it's leadership. And I feel as, you know, in the past year of learning, if we can, you know, dive into that a little bit more and just be really more open to it, I think that, you know, the world will start to become a little bit more kind and graceful through this process. So through Brandon's light, we're not just raising awareness, we're actually building a community. We're funding resources and creating tools that actually help people feel really seen and supported. And so the message that I have here for business owners is, you know, your mental health matters as much as your business metrics. So one cannot thrive without the other.
Wow, that's a very wholesome answer, Jennifer. And, you know, truly brave and essential conversation. Creating space for mental health discussions, you know, within the business world, I totally agree it's incredibly important because leaders set the tone. So thank you so much for highlighting on that. Now, the journey of balancing purpose with growth offers, you know, valuable lessons for anyone navigating the entrepreneurial landscape. So what advice would you give to other women entrepreneurs who are, you know, trying to grow a meaningful business in today's market, especially those who want to integrate purpose and values into their work?
Yes. I think this is one of my favorite questions. Own your story.
Right.
And don't apologize for your values. You know, women, we often feel the need that we need to prove ourselves twice as much while we soften our edges. But your purpose is your power. And my key through this is let it guide your direction, your brand, your voice, your partnerships. Secondly, don't wait for perfection to start because it's never going to happen. You know, progress beats perfection every time. I say it every day. I say it to my daughter. I say it to my staff, my partners, everywhere. You know, you need to build a solid foundation and then keep refining. Finally, build your circle. Right. I cannot say this with more intention. Surround yourself with people that see you, that challenge you and cheer for you. Let me say that again. Surround yourself with people that see you. You know, in the last year, the biggest thing that has shined through for me specifically is, you know, I've got a circle of some pretty incredible humans, and they've helped me through like the guts of hell, I would say. You know, from personal to business, and they're always there cheering me on. They're always there showing up. And, you know, when you grow and you start to, you know, flourish into the business world, you need those people in your corps. Entrepreneurship isn't a solo sport. I will say that, especially when your business is tied to your heart. And then the last thing I'll say around this is you can build something, you know, profitable and purposeful. The two aren't mutually exclusive. They're mutually reinforcing.
Wow. Okay. Another very holistic answer. And, you know, I completely agree with you. Having the right people by your side can, you know, change your entire life trajectory. So again, once again, thank you so much for that. Finally, before we let you go, Jennifer, if I give you a time machine right now and say you were to travel 5 or 10 years into the future, how exactly would you envision the future of soup marketing? What do you see?
Oh, that's such a good question. You know, 5 to 10 years, that's a long way out. But what I will tell you is this, is that, you know, the biggest thing for me is, and for Swoop and where we're going is to continue to just hold a lot of purpose, to continue to get up every day, enjoy what we do, you know, work with great brands, great partners, great people. You know, it's key as you start to kind of think about your business that, you know, it's to have key balance. And so if I can continue to grow Swoop over the next 5 to 10 years and continue to have the passion and love what I'm doing, as well as have some purpose through that, that's kind of the fast forward track through the process, I would say.
Okay. Very nice answer. And only time will tell a couple of things, but definitely the purpose that you are standing for, it will get, you know, a lot of emotion. It will get a lot of, you're helping a lot of people getting to know the real things that, you know, often no one really talks about, and a lot of people take that for granted. So thank you for shedding light on something that's so important and so relevant. If there's any key takeaway or final piece of advice that you have for our listeners, what would it be and why?
I'll say this, you can build a business with both mind and heart, but strategy matters, but so does soul. So purpose-driven companies, they don't just survive, they create movements. And that's really important. Marketing is not just about shouting louder. It's about connecting deeper. And mental health, well, let me just say this. This isn't a side conversation anymore. It's the foundation. And, you know, having said all of this, you know, I think leaving a message of be kind and be open and be brave, all of those things, I think are, you know, key takeaways from whether you want to start a business.
Right.
And lead with purpose.
Amazing. And also, you know, with the launch of Brandon Slide, and do you have any plans of expansion into the US market as well?
Oh, I want to expand Brandon Slide globally, to be honest with you. We, you know, it's such a profound milestone for us launching that, you know, and we've done such great things to create awareness. And, you know, in February, we had our first memorial hockey tournament. And then we've got a golf tournament the end of this June that's coming out. And we've been dealing with some really great social media and community engagement across Canada and the US. I would love to be able to take that and drive it into the US. You know, one of the big things that you know, is really intriguing me as we continue to kind of go on this mental health journey, and that is this, the whole business side of tapping into business leaders and just, it's giving a platform for, you know, for everybody to kind of speak about things, even when we all think at this level, we have to be strong and we have to, you know, be brave, if you will. It's okay to be vulnerable through the process too, and break some eggs through the process as we're trying to kind of figure it out.
No, definitely. I completely agree with you. And once again, we can't even imagine what you went through, but you've been a very resilient, very strong person. So all our love and all our support to you, Jennifer. And also, thank you so much for this incredible conversation today. I think this conversation was needed. It was important. So thank you for showing up. And, you know, Brannon's life, definitely it will go global. Your dedication to turning, you know, pain into purpose through Swoop marketing and communications is truly invaluable for our listeners. And we really appreciate you taking the time to join us. So thank you so much, Jennifer.
Thank you too, Kripa. I really appreciate the opportunity today.
Right. That was an insightful conversation with Jennifer Usher, founder and chief marketing strategist at Swoop Marketing and Communications, on building a purpose-driven business, leveraging strategic marketing for growth and the critical importance of mental health and entrepreneurship. Jennifer's work with Swoop and Brannon's Light is making a significant impact in creating space for mental health conversations that truly matter. We also want to highlight Swoop's recognition at 2025 Leader of the Year for marketing strategies and their expansion into the US market. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast. We really appreciate your continued support. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast for more expert insights and resources that can help your business thrive. Also, our website, canadiansme.ca. And lastly, a very special thank you to our podcast partners, RBC, UPS, A1 Global College, and Google for their ongoing commitment to empowering SMEs. Until next time, keep innovating and striving for success, and we'll see you in the next episode. Kripa Anand signing off.
Thank you for listening to the Canadian SME Podcast. Please visit canadiansme.ca to subscribe and join us next again as we share more expert advice from Canadian business leaders.